The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
So as I mentioned at the start of the programme, the rain has swept into large parts of the country. I think it's on its way to Dublin as well, which would be a good day for many establishments to start the return of indoor hospitality. But not everywhere is doing that. Some are sticking with exclusively outdoor dining for some weeks yet. Darren D'Arcy, you're manager of Volpe Nera in Black Rock. Why have you opted not to resume the indoor dining, please?
Well, we made the decision a number of weeks ago before the official announcement was made for the indoor dining date and before any of the new regulations came into play. So we decided, because we had the same capacity outdoors, to just remain outdoors for the remainder of the summer.
But what about the weather?
I know. I mean, we've been open since the 9th of June. And we've had like three challenging days already, but our terraces are quite well protected.
Yeah, but it's still a chance for many people to take, isn't it? And do you think maybe is there a danger that once some places offer indoor, that people with a mind to the weather will opt for those in preference to the outdoor dining establishments, which they'll only enjoy at certain times?
Yeah, I mean, we've had quite a lot of demand for outdoor dining in the last few weeks, and that was another reason why we decided to stay outdoors.
Tell us about the staffing issues. Yeah. There seems to be a theme that's running from a lot of places that are not reopening. Why is it so difficult to find people?
I'm not quite sure. I mean, yeah, it is very challenging at the moment. I do think one reason is that a lot of staff have actually gone home to respective countries, whether it be Spain, Italy or Eastern Europe. And they haven't come back yet. So I think that's why it's particularly challenging at the moment.
What about locals? I mean, are there not plenty of students and others who are looking to make a few quid that would be available?
Yeah, there are. And we have actually employed some locals lately, which we're in the process of training up. But it is more difficult to get the more experienced staff.
So what's your date, your timeline, did you say, to go back to the indoor dining?
So we're going to do until the end of August, so the 1st of September, we plan to be back indoors.
Okay, well, best luck with that, Darren D'Arcy from Volpe Nera. Somebody who has started back with the indoor dining is Sinead Lambert, is the owner of Sol Rio Restaurant in Westport in County Mayo. Sinead has been with us on the programme before. So have you started yet, Sinead?
Yes. Doors are opened, Matt, open to the public. We did lunch today, which was very, very busy. And we are now starting service at 5:30.
How excited are you by that?
Oh, I'm very excited and I'm very nervous. I'm both, Matt. It was a hectic lunch today. And then the rain came down in the afternoon to put a kibosh on things. So we did have a lovely week. And as soon as we open, the rain comes down. But listen, it's going to be fantastic. I have two hubs that are outside covered and they're booked at 5:30 and they're booked again later on. And indoor, I have nearly back-to-back bookings. So, yeah, it's good.
And how have you found the issue with getting staff?
It is an issue. Now, in the last 2 weeks, about a month ago, I was very nervous about reopening. I wouldn't actually, to be honest, Matt, I wouldn't have had staff to reopen on the 19th. I really wouldn't have. But it has come together. It has come together in the last 2 weeks, and a lot of staff. I've got good staff on, and we're training them. And tonight's going to be the big test. But we still could do with more staff. I'm actually two waiters short, and I'm sending out smoke signals, but nothing has happened yet.
Why is that? Why are you short of people?
I don't know, Matt. I really don't know. I think a lot of people have decided to take the summer off, and I think I mentioned that before on your programme, have decided that they just don't want to work for the summer. I really don't know. And believe me, my son
is 20. How can they afford to miss out on what they'd be paid?
I don't know, because the pub payment is coming to an end now, and especially with all the restaurants going back, they'll be very vigilant on it. So the money isn't going to be there for them. Now, my son is 20 and he works in the business with us, and I have him plagued on his Instagram and his Snapchat looking for staff. And he said, please, Mum, don't ask me anymore because I've put it up so many times. So, you know, what more can you do?
How are we now going to manage the issue of identification for people coming in? How did it work out at lunch? What are you going to do this evening?
Yeah, it worked out fine. Most people had, the majority of people, actually all of the people, I'm not saying there was nobody I had to refuse at lunchtime, all of the people had their vaccine pass with them. And there was one or two phone calls now this evening and they didn't have their COVID pass. So I said to them, if you have your card, your hard copy of your card of your vaccine and photo ID, you're allowed to use that. So that is fine. The only thing, Matt, that is a bit cumbersome for the likes of me and people is the ringing up and telling people, are you vaxxed or not vaxxed? Because your booking engine doesn't distinguish between that. So I'm going to have to get on to my booking engine people tomorrow and see can they distinguish between who's vaxxed or not. So it's taken a lot of time, a lot of my time, ringing people every day to make sure that they have their vaccine pass. So it is time consuming, but look at, as I said before, we will do anything to get opened, and we are opened, and we're going to stay open.
It's interesting one thing you said there, that if you will take the card that was written out for you at the vaccination centre or at your GP as proof, even if it's not the official vaccination card, as long as you have photo ID alongside it to prove that that card is your card, is it?
Yes. That is in the guidelines. It has said that if you don't have your vaccine pass, which I was injected in May, Matt, and I still haven't received mine. So there's a bit of a glitch and I still haven't solved the issue, but I will. But I'm told that you can bring your vaccine card, and if you have a photo ID, that will let you pass into the restaurant.
Okay, listen, hope it all goes well for you. And thank you for taking the time, because I know you've got a busy evening ahead of you now, haven't you?
I do, Matt, but I'm all excited about it and I'm dying to get going. And once the first day is over, it'll be like treading water again.
Sinead Lambert, owner of Sol Rio Restaurant in Westport, County Mayo. Thank you for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.